The Daily Biophobic Horror Overpopulation, setting Adam Smith, turn the screw of globalization, squeezing our vital juices like an overpriced appliance. Our blood is thin, gluten-free, and EPA compliant.
Pushing a shopping cart full of burning tires, strolling through monumental aisles, a mausoleum in the heart of the world. We finally got the Ouroboros to uncurl. But that's arrogant ape think, merely the stink of dead instinct. The barreling freight train of natural plenty cannot be derailed with a magic penny. No matter how impressive we think we are, no matter how much science we keep so far, no matter how much plastic we blow, no matter how much ammo we stow, no matter how much we think we know, no matter how much we prove and show, we cannot scuttle the ship called planet Earth. We cannot halt the will of life to seek rebirth. What if Samsara is not only a wheel but a spiral? What if we found our joy both in death and life's revival? What if we not only bore it but pushed it down the stairs? If the coil of our nucleic acid spring were pointed at the sun? If our job is to amuse the stars like spicy little fleas dancing angry bees? What if we're merely peppercorn and paprika enlivening the inevitable? Sprayed from a stellar semi-automatic repeater to make some bachelor black hole's afternoon snack a little more je ne sais quoi? To make the history of some asshat galactic backsplash a little less blah blah blah? Or is that fatigue and resignation talking? Hipster malaise and wishful blasé that's balking? Yeah, that's arrogant ape think. Merely the stink of dead instinct. The barreling freight train of natural plenty cannot be derailed with a magic penny. The Daily Biophobic Horror of Overpopulation, set to Adam Smith, turn the screw of globalization, squeezing our vital juices like an overpriced appliance. Our blood is thin, gluten-free, and EPA compliant.